Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to SOL Radio Live right on the top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also want to let you know, if you want to give us a call at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, just wanted to give you a real quick heads up. Just over the last weekend, I was speaking to some friends out in Arkansas where we broadcast out of a couple radio stations. One of them just happens to be down. So what I did is I reached out and asked them if that tower was back up, because they called and basically told me the issue that they were having with that particular radio station. And I said, is that your radio station back up? Is the tower back up? I understand that a storm took it down. And he had said to me, no, it's still not back up. He goes, all the content out of the radio station was conservative. So it's kind of odd that it hasn't been put back up. He goes, but Bradley, since you're talking to me now, I also wanted to let you know that people are complaining about the online mobile app to your radio station. They say it's really hard to get onto it. They say it's really hard to stay connected to that page once we finally pull it up. Then this morning I talked to Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I said, have you noticed on our social media platform? I said, it's been stuck. The numbers have been stuck over the last couple weeks. And he goes, I have noticed that. I said, it's just getting really bizarre as to what's happening here, because the censorship is increasing, which we told you is going to increase. For all the time that it's taken people to finally awaken to the fact that big tech, big government, and big brother, as they call it, are illegally censoring the American people, I would lay to your candor with a big question mark, Americans. Why do you think that is? Why is the conservative outlets of the day, and I'm talking about yesterday's liberals, and I'm talking about the mainstream media's useful idiots and controlled operatives, how come they are not being censored in any sense of the word? Now, when I was talking to Tim Brown, morning show host from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, it was interesting that he told me, he goes, I'm subscribed to other channels also on Rumble, and he goes, I get their emails every day. He said, I get their alerts all the time. He goes, but when it comes to ours, he goes, I don't hardly ever get them. Many people are complaining about being unsubscribed. Friends, I'm just simply pointing the finger back at you and asking you the question, what do you suppose is going on? What is so dangerous about this ministry to the bad guys? And by the way, speaking of which, it's interesting that just, again, over the last week here, I was on the show, And we were talking back and forth about censorship. And during that particular time, all of a sudden, one of our social media platforms that feeds our channel just happened to block some of our information, calling us a dangerous organization and or individual. Here, I want to tell you what's dangerous about the information that we're giving you, friends. It will put them out of commission once the American people understand that they're the ones that are violating law. And if the American people at this point have not come to the conclusion that your said representatives are trying to, at every given turn, suppress who you are, assail everything that you are, attack your constitution, your biblical Christian heritage, at this point, honestly, and I say this before the Lord, I don't know what else to say to you. I really don't know what to say to you. But again, if you want to know why we're being so heavily censored, it's because we are giving you the resolve found in the Bible. We are giving you the resolve found within the Constitution of the United States of America, which only exhibits the fact that, friends, those that are attacking us are foreign to the Constitution. And guess who's doing it? Big Tech, Big Government, and Big Brother, as Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, just highlighted over the last couple days. I just want to go ahead and put a little salt on your tongue, because I do want you to understand that when the freedom of speech is gone, you're done. You're done. How do you think they've gotten away with murdering over 20 million people, friends, through the experimental jabs? Because many people didn't know that the information combating the lies of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and the WHO and the CDC were completely misleading them every step of the way. Now, many Americans are awake to the fact that it's going on. After the fact that many have been genocided, okay? This is when people come to the realization after the fact. But the way they got away with that, friends, is they suppressed free speech, and they're continuously doing it today. I'll get on to more of this in just a couple minutes, but I do want you to see this. This is Judicial Watch, investigative bulletin. He highlighted an unprecedented assault on free speech is underway in America. The White House and government agencies play central roles, but because this new war largely takes place in the shadows of cyberspace, unfolding in back offices of social media giants like Facebook, YouTube, and Google, TikTok, and Twitter, the public has been slow to catch on to the threat. Folks, he's highlighting the fact that the House Judiciary Committee, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Court, and Judicial Watch have been issued findings that break new ground concerning the illegalities of the suppression and censorship of free speech. Hey, folks, I also want you to be made clear of one thing before we move on to the next topic. This also explains to you what I've always said concerning big tech, your said representative government today that you're tolerating, that's operating foreign to the U.S. Constitution, and as they call Big Brother, Big Tech, Facebook, YouTube, Google, TikTok, and Twitter, they are all subversive to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. Why? This is how you overthrow it. Change the narrative. Push the propaganda. Squelch, censor, suppress anybody that speaks the truth that might expose them. Furthermore, these are also the ones that have been busted time and time and time again, literally tens and hundreds of thousands of times over, lying to the American people, only to then call it fake news when you expose them for their crimes. Americans, I am blowing the trumpet today concerning the fact that you better get a hold of the fact that they are illegally censoring you at every given step. And keep in mind, once that goes, everything else goes, and that's what they mean to do. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to start kicking this off, folks. I am lit today. Hebrews 1:7. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and so it is. With that, we have Alec Muser, All My Children actor and fitness model, dead at 50 years old. I just want to stop there for a moment. This is one of those things, and I'm sure people think of this, or maybe they haven't thought about it, or maybe they don't know how to put it into words. But I've always thought about this. Why would our government, why would our said representatives, again, we are the government in this country, why the American people would allow their said representatives to call it free speech to create soap operas? Soap operas that promote, I don't know, adultery, fornication, all of which is against the law in this country because it's against God's law, right? Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Why they would promote murder, drug use, and the list goes on. I've always wondered this ever since I've been a little kid. Look at their teaching the old people, and it's the old people that are watching this nonsense. And then when you begin to see the sponsors that are actually paying to have these shows on television, and then to find out that they're interconnected to the satanic church, like Procter & Gamble, I guess then things make sense, right? In the information that I just gave you, we have known that in this country for decades. For decades. That was just a branch off the topic of what we're talking about right now concerning Alec Muser, an actor for All My Children. He's dead at 50 years old. And I bet the American people, those that have their heads stuck in the sand, I bet they're still trying to figure out, boy, I wonder what happened to Alec Muser. What could have possibly happened? He was only 50 years old. Here's another one. Maybe this will be a little bit of a hint as to what took place with Alex. But here, she was vaccinated. This lady has a picture of herself with a meme, and it says, I got my COVID-19 vaccination. And then she's got a little meme on the left side of that on social media platforms. And then we find out that she just passed away on January 5th. Now, I wonder, are there people still out there trying to figure out how they died or how they're dying? And yet, isn't it interesting, at the same time that all of this is going on, I highlighted on Saturday's show that Liberty Counsel and Matt Staver just took the time to come out and tell the American people that the next booster may be mandatory. With all of the information that the American people have, all 329.5 million people, a majority hands down that knew not to take the experimental jabs, they all sit back and they wait for the few bad guys to sit and conglomerate, to stand or sit at a round table creating and devising the best way that they can assail the lives of the people on a massive scale throughout this world. Now, how do you show mercy to a people like that? A mercy to a people who don't help themselves. See, they're not recanting. They're not recoiling, folks. They're going forward with their illegal agenda. Matter of fact, if you take the time to read the article, I'll highlight this one next. The next booster may be mandatory by Liberty Counsel. It's interesting to note, friends, that Joe Biden said he is about to sign the American freedom away to an unelected, unaccountable globalist agency primarily funded by a billionaire. And who's he talking about? He's talking about Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. These devils. We already know who they're talking about, right? But the American people, the people on a worldwide basis, they just sit back and let them go ahead and take another shot. But I got one question for you. Since when did America ever become any said representatives of America? I cover this, but again, the art of radio is saying it a different way, explaining it a different way. When has America ever became Donald Trump's America? When has it ever become Barack Obama's America? When has it ever become George Bush's or the Clintons' America? Tell me, when the American people let them have it, that's when. When the American people took onto themselves that they didn't want to take responsibility, and they want these crooks, these little minions of hell, John 8:44, to go ahead and do the biddings for them because they have failed to do it for themselves. Why? Because they're feeding on the propagandists. Micah 6:16, read it when you get a moment. This is nothing new. Now, with all the statistics that we have, this attorney would know better, at least I would think so, and I'm not taking a shot at Matt Staver, but he should know better than to suggest that what he's going to be doing here is going to hand away our constitutional freedoms over to an unelected, unaccountable globalist agency. An attorney or a lawyer should say, wait a second, he has no constitutional authority to do that. He's operating out of his scope of authority. Where is he receiving that delegated authority? Is that the information that they're giving the American people? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it shows you that they're feeding on the propagandist who most believe somehow or another that they're speaking for us. And when in fact, they are not speaking for us in any sense of the word. And that's how they have conditioned people to believe that Joe Biden's got the authority to do so. No, he does not in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. Somebody just sent this to me, and it just came to my aid, and I know some people get excited about this kind of stuff, but I want to go ahead and kick it off to you anyways, and I just want to see if you guys can see the correlation here. I'm sure you probably can and will. I'm going to just put on there, see the correlation to what's going on, because, again, they want you to believe that everybody's just going along with this narrative, when in fact the majority of the American people are not. As a matter of fact, folks, you want the truth of the matter? I'm speaking for a majority of the American people. That's why I'm being censored, as we were talking about during the first segment. I'm speaking for a majority of the American people. I'm not talking about the idiots that are caught up into Joe Biden and Donald Trump and that are forgetting about the other 1,000 presidential candidates. Now, I'm not talking about them. Those are the problem. Matter of fact, folks, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, remember when Jesus said in Mark 8:15, he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of the Herodians, those of government." Now, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to those that are looking for the truth, that are receiving the truth, that are living the truth, and they're demanding the truth. That's who I'm talking to. I wanted to bring this back full circle. Can anybody see the correlation here? I just wonder. The number of firearms now in the hands of civilians in America now tops over 470 million guns. So wait a second. So the American people are willing to arm themselves in defense of corruption. That is what the Second Amendment's for. Regardless if you want to play along with the facts of the matter or not, or if you just want to hide behind the fact that, well, I got my guns because of hunting. No, you're a coward. You're a capitulator. We don't need you. You know exactly why the Second Amendment was given unto us. In case of what we're dealing with today, this is what most people know. So as the mainstream media is continuously lying to you about what they can do, and they want you to believe that they're speaking for us, is that really what's happening? See, this is what I love about the discerning spirit that the Lord gives unto us. Because it doesn't jive with their narrative, does it? Nope. This shows me that there's a whole lot of people that are wide awake to what's going on. That's why there's now 470 million weapons in the hands of the American people. That's why the federal government's creating all these agencies and arming them. This is why the federal government is treasonously opening the borders to illegals, which, by the way, mark my words, will become mysteriously armed soon enough to create a domestic war, a civil war. Mark my words. Mark my words. This is what happens. Hey, Americans, this is what history looks like when it doesn't learn from history. Americans, this is history repeating itself to a people that don't understand what history is all about. That's where we're at today. Okay? So, with all that said, I wanted to highlight this, too. We got this guy. I don't know how this guy mysteriously gets out all across the boards, but he does. Peter McCullough said this. Now, listen carefully. McCullough, Congress needs an action plan for dealing with the FDA and the COVID vaccines. Peter McCullough, with all due respect to the truth, are you kidding me? We have found that Rand Paul, his wife, well, he's attacking Anthony Fauci. His wife is going around the backs of the American people that he said he represents in making millions of dollars off selling fear and deception to his constituents out of Kentucky. His wife's going behind the backs of the American people buying stock in Remdesivir. Oh, that's not enough? Okay, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? You know, she's the one that wears the masks, and she's anti-mask, and this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden is. The show goes on. The clowns in the circus of pro wrestling go on, deceiving the American people who don't know their left hand from the right hand. Wasn't it interesting? She's attacking forced mandates, too, but at the same time, she's actually investing into stock for big pharma companies. Have you figured this out, Americans? I'm not being smart. Have you? I hope so. I hope that was a cold glass of water and a prick in your heart to bring about repentance if you haven't. We'll bring this right back in just a moment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964. The rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To show everybody what's going on at the southern border right now. This is what's going on. It looks a little staged, but I do have friends out there. We have friends that are senators, representatives, congressmen, sheriffs, a couple of them as a matter of fact. And the military is being used to fight off what's coming in to the southern border. I want you to think about this in the face of the 18 years that we were told that we were under a terrorist attack, only to find that nobody's attacked you more than your said representatives. A foreign enemy could have never dreamed of doing to you what your said representatives that are calling for a new world order have done to you. But look at folks, your borders are wide open and your military, your brothers, your sisters, your dads, your uncles, your cousins, your grandpas are fighting off foreigners at the border, endangering the lives of our military, our law enforcement throughout the United States of America. Remember last week we were told that every state's now a border state? Well, who allured them in? No wonder why there's 470 million guns in the hands of the American people. No doubt. No joke. Here's another one. This is PM, thepostmillennial.com. Texas National Guard deploys armed soldiers to block Biden's border patrol. I am so tired of the ignorance that I listen to from these conservative outlets. It's not Biden's border patrol. What is happening here? And again, I've said this so many different ways. What's happening here in this country, friends, is happening because of the 329.5 million people that tolerate the crimes of those that they allow to continuously drive the helm straight into the hell that they are creating. They want us all to go into that direction. Matter of fact, I just had something pop up, and I want to try to pull this up if I can. This is brand new, and you probably have seen this before. But you guys all know Barack Hussein Obama. You know he's a foreigner, right? We all know he's a foreigner. And remember how Rush Limbaugh and all the conservatives of the day that you knew of, because the mainstream media was right there to push him, because they all served and bowed down to their golden calf, their sponsors. Remember, they all stayed away from the topic. And then remember, we were the ones trying to tell you, and I know that there's a couple other outlets. Joe Arpaio, the sheriff from Maricopa County, was trying to, well, he was doing an investigation along with his attorney general, I believe, found out he's a foreigner. We all knew he's a foreigner, and nobody wanted to talk about it. They just wanted to keep allowing foreigner sodomite Barack Obama to continuously assailing the Constitution over 1,163 times. So that's why he did. Matter of fact, remember Barack Obama even went across the border and he was gun running with his Eric Holder, his attorney general? Remember they were busted gun running? And remember when they were gun running and they were busted? Do you remember all of this, Fast and Furious? Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomite criminal, do you remember when he went over to Mexico and he blamed the American people for what him and his criminal administration were responsible for doing? Who did he blame? He blamed you. He blamed you. I know people love to blame their said representatives. But America, if it was Satan himself in office, you still hold him down by the chains of the Constitution. And if you don't want to do that, this is what you get. It's called taking responsibility. I want you to see this. I did play this in part. This popped up again today. But I want to show you again. So when people hear me say, well, Bradley, why do you keep blaming the mainstream media for propaganda? Because they're CIA controlled. It's called Mockingbird Media. They're controlling under six corporations on a worldwide basis the narrative in 90% ratio to the lies and the propaganda that they're feeding you, force-feeding you, as they're censoring guys like me. It's called the Mockingbird Media. I thought everybody and their dog and cat, parakeet and hamster, knew this now. Apparently not. But going back to the point, I get to show you exactly who's responsible for what I'm continuously highlighting. And I believe everybody, for the most part, already knows what I'm sharing with you is the truth. But I want you to listen carefully to this criminal, Barack Hussein Obama, who is a sodomite. This is the same guy that was giving away your military apparatus to the Middle East. This is the same guy that was allowed to, by the American people, to go ahead and entertain their sworn enemies within the People's White House, entertaining them during Ramadan. And the list goes on. This is the guy that continuously created domestic insurrection by trying to pit people of color one against another. We all know this. We all know that this information that I'm giving you is absolutely true. Right? Well, here, I want you to see this again for yourself. My stack just went down. I'm waiting for it to come back up again. Okay, there we are. I don't know what happened there. But I want you to hear Barack Hussein Obama. I want you to hear it come directly from his mouth. So, again, you can all understand that my finger's being pointed the right way. Okay? That's what Torah means, by the way. It means to point the finger. Law. Okay? Check this out.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage.
He's talking about propaganda and lies.
You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing.
Hold up.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks?
Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
that citizens no longer know what to believe.
Okay, so who's fueling the narrative to cause citizens to no longer know who or what to believe? The government is. This is how you throw over a system. So going back to the bedrock concerning the Word of God and common law, our laws which are founded upon that Bible, what happens when you hold to it? You become an enemy to these devils that are trying to overthrow the institutions. And you know what? I'm happy to be that guy. I'm absolutely happy to be that guy. Let's listen to the rest. If you want to see what a devil incarnate looks like, here you have it. You guys all know that during Benghazi, if you've not seen 13 Hours, Benghazi, remember how him and Hillary Clinton were gun running, and then it came out that they were gun running, and then they were trying to get rid of all of our military guys by handing them over to those individuals in that particular country so that they had no evidence to bring forth against themselves. Remember we were told from insiders, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama was snorting cocaine and watching on satellites the whole thing unfold when they were gun running? You remember when those compounds were being overthrown and the said ambassador was killed by all these people? Remember that? Yeah, this is the same guy. Remember when Ted Nugent came out and said that he needs to be hung, him and Clinton? And then the Secret Service, instead of doing their job and enforcing the law along with the DOJ and holding Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton accountable for their crimes, no, they have to go out and do what? Demonize and harass those that are telling them what they should be doing. See, because what scares these devils more than anything is the heart of God. And what is that? Justice. Justice. See, this is what the American people have tolerated far too long. And this is exactly what's coming out of all these said institutions and agencies today. They're foolish enough to believe all of this nonsense. It's all conspired. Jeremiah 11:9, just like the Lord told us it was conspired. But we don't want to listen to that. Listen to me. Hey, do me a favor. Share this video today. I want you all to listen to me. Each of your friends that don't want to listen, send this to them. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And I want you to listen to me carefully. This is what I want your friends to check out. Those that don't want to hear the truth, he's going to get your attention. And you're going to listen one way. And you're going to listen one way or another. If this is what you're going to tolerate and give a free hand to, then you deserve exactly what you're getting. Let's finish this.
Once they lose trust in their leaders,
listen carefully,
in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
The game, he said, is won. Whose game? Whose game? Those that are feeding you the narrative. Hey, folks, I have never one time ever did one show where I didn't give you the answers. All the answers that you need are found in the Word of God. And this is why these devils and devils like this devil throughout the mainstream media, Hollywood, the music industry are busy distracting you and entertaining you. Remember what Caesar did? Remember he used to have the gladiatorial games inside of these coliseums? And remember what was said by him? Just that's all you have to do is give them a piece of bread and a circus, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. That's why it's so important to listen to the words when the Lord says to come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6:17, not to be friends with the world. James 4:4. Why? Because this is how they're winning the game. They're dividing the people. They're showing you that their institutions don't work. They're using agencies to attack people that are trying to get the institutions to work. But again, I hope the people that listen to me on a 24/7 basis have enough common knowledge and common sense to understand that's in fact what's happening, just exactly as Barack Hussein Obama said it. Now let me ask you this before I change topics. Who's creating all of this narrative? He just got done telling you. He just got done telling you. They are. Okay? All these actors that I'm highlighting as actors in politics, even the best that you've got, they're all actors. They're all clowns in the circus of politics. See, what happens is they sell themselves to you as being the good guy, and then what do they get in the office? What do? They sell you out. And every single one of them up to this point in our history over the last 70 years has done just that. And have done that blatantly. They haven't done it in a dark corner, friends. They're doing it right in your face. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you this. This is also brand new, pertinent information. As much as the mainstream media wants all of this to go away, isn't it interesting? We were just talking about this during the last segment. Isn't it interesting how they're the ones driving the lying fake news? And then what they do is they drive the line that they want to put everybody else into question. Listen, first of all, it's not for the government to sit there and decipher what people listen to and what they don't listen to as long as it's lawful. And if an outlet gives misinformation or fake news, well, that's going to get out. I mean, businesses grow or they fail because of the word of mouth. Anybody knows that. So how is the government coming into play, making choices for the Americans as to what they watch and what they don't watch? Furthermore, if we were to hold to the standard that they're trying to uphold against people like me, here, I got a question for you. How long would they stand? And I'm talking about every single one of the affiliates. And I'm talking about ABC, Fox News, CBS. I mean, the list goes on. They're the ones that have been busted lying, covering four conspirators 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times over the last 10 years. And they want the truth to be subjective to who they want it to be subjected to. They want to decide for you. No, that's not their job, but that's what they're doing. By the way, that's what the big tech companies are doing as well when they're censoring anybody that speaks out against voter fraud. Now, I want you to see this because the American people are still questioning the 80 million voters that allegedly voted for Joe Biden. Of course. I want to reiterate the point. Rightfully so. I want to reiterate the point. We played videos for you where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, by the way, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the only two options given to the American people, so then your next option is to vote for the lesser of two evils when you want neither one of them. Well, don't forget about the other 1,000 presidential contenders that have been given unto you that you've completely misplaced by the mainstream media. Why? Because they're censoring them. They don't want you to know that you have 1,000 different other presidential options. They don't want you to know about that. But I want you to go back and understand this, folks. We played video for you. And it wasn't just one video. It was several. And my mind just recollects right now in Arizona when Joe and Kamala Harris came into Arizona and the mainstream media literally a live feed said, this is rather odd. There seems to be nobody here in support of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Not a one person. Hey, folks, when you question voter integrity, isn't it interesting? Nobody attacks you more than the mainstream media. And who's the mainstream media? The same propaganda outlets that give you the same ones that give you, friends, the voters' numbers. I mean, you cannot make it up. The same ones giving you the results of who you voted for are the same ones driving the narrative that there's no such thing as voter fraud. Can we put that one together? Doesn't that sound like a media machine at work driving and controlling the narrative in opposition, just like good communists do? Yep, that's right. That's right. Just wanted you to see it again. Americans are still questioning the 80 million votes. About 3 weeks ago, we highlighted the fact that, and I sat here for 10 or 15 minutes scrolling through name by name, coming from Heritage USA, all the individuals that were busted over the last, 3 to 5 years for voter fraud that the mainstream media tells you don't exist. I'm here to tell you, and again, listen carefully, I'm telling you Tim Walz, Keith Ellison are there by voter fraud. I'm telling you Gavin Newsom is voter fraud. I'm telling you DeWine in Ohio is voter fraud. I am telling you that Whitmer in Michigan is voter fraud. I am telling you, folks, that Noam, Kristi Noem in South Dakota, is a total fraud, and so is Ron DeSantis. And I'm telling you, the new governor from New York, she is a plant. I am telling you, you better start questioning what's really going on here. Because for 81 million people still questioning, or I'm sorry, the American people still questioning the alleged 81 million votes that Joe Biden got or received, you better understand that's how they're putting all these guys in. So if you want to go ahead and blame a certain party of people that don't exist, remember nobody showed up for Joe Biden. Nobody, not one person. Remember his inaugural prayer was completely shut off from the public? Remember it was all completely controlled? Do you remember all this, friends? It was all done behind closed doors? Hello? Hello? Hey, folks, the American people are still questioning how Joe Biden got in there. So for all of you ignorant conservatives that think that you know what you're talking about by blaming somebody for voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you probably better get your head out of the sand. Because nobody in their right mind, folks, even the worst of Americans, and I'm talking about those that have been born and bred in America, you are not going to find a percentage of people, not one percentage of people in this country that are going to go along with or agree with anybody that's going to come in and to begin to steal away their rights. Never. You are never going to find that. But yet there's conservatives that are out there saying, look at these 80 million people parroting the lies of the mainstream media, and the mainstream media, they depend upon idiots like you. They depend upon you parroting their lies. You need to wake up. It doesn't exist. There is no 81 million votes for Joe Biden, and you know there's no 81 million votes for Joe Biden. So quit talking like there was. And that's another method that they use to divide and conquer. And Jesus told us to beware of it in Mark 3:25. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You cannot make it up. But, again, it only proves the point. Here, I wanted to show you a little something on Joe Biden here. Isn't it interesting that last week or on Saturday, I'd highlighted the fact that in Florida there was 123 arrested in human trafficking operation, right? You guys all seen that, right? And then I also highlighted from Blaze Media, 7 men on film, gang raping toddlers at a popular Texas mall. You see what the whole sodomite agenda is about, friends? That's what it's about. Just wanted to make clear you understood, okay? Then I showed you, remember DeWine, the guy that said that he wanted to go ahead and veto the ban on same-sex or sex changes for minors? First of all, the government has no business there because the state has no children, number one. Number one, but it also shows you that when the people have had enough of it, they will override these pedophiles. And don't think for one moment this guy is not a pedophile, friends. He is a pedophile. Everything about him screams pedophilia. Maybe you got to take time to read the Word of God. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But here's the other thing, friends. Don't tell me they're not extorted. Because they are. Ask Paul Bonacci, if you've not taken the time to watch Conspiracy of Silence, ask Paul Bonacci about how many men, governors throughout the United States back in the 80s and 90s, he was raped by. Okay, don't tell me they're not extorted, men. Americans, it's time to get our reel on. It truly is. Now, let me go back and show you what I wanted to show you with Joe Biden. Here's the game again. Biden angry with Republicans trying to stop kids seeing gay porn. Did I just tell you there were pedophiles? What kind of a grown-up would try to stop or to pull down the law from children being protected by it? What you're putting up with today. Going so far, this is what I want to highlight really quick, and I'll probably pick it up tomorrow. But did you see this? Did you see the FAA is now hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities? This is fuel on top of the fire of putting military head branches of the branches of our military throughout the United States, men dressed as women, stacking federal and state governments with sodomites, lesbians, what they call transgenders, non-binary, whatever they want. Folks, that's all there to create confusion. Read Daniel 9, verse 17 when you get a moment. Listen, folks, to the core, this is a brand new year. And I want to end the show as our friend that wrote Common Sense shared with us, Thomas Paine, before he passed. He said, what an opportunity we have to make the world anew. Folks, so all we have to do is go back to the Word and the Constitution and get busy. We need reformation. Amen. Love you by what we do.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.